I want to continue on from Testimonies Volume 6, page 401.
继续在证言六卷401面。
So the trials are thickening around the people of God.
所以呢，上帝的子民被围绕着许多的困扰。
There's a separation and unity taking place.
在教会中有团结，有分离。
She goes on to say, those who have had any great light and precious privileges, but have not improved upon them, will, under one pretext or another, go out from us.
他就说，那般曾经享有大光和宝贵特权，但又没有善于利用的人，要用各种的借口离开我们。
Not having received the love of the truth, they will be taken in the delusions of the enemy.
他们既没有领受爱真理的心，却被陷在仇敌的骗局中。
They will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils and will depart from the faith.
他们必听从那诱引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理，因此就离弃了真理。
Why are people leaving the Seventh-day Adventist church movement?
为什么人们会离开复灵运动呢？
Why are they abandoning the three angels' message?
为什么他放弃三天使的信息呢？
Because they don't love the truth.
因为他们不爱真理。
Because they've not allowed the truth to sanctify them.
因为他们不让真理使他们成圣。
And how are we sanctified through the truth?
那我们如何的在真理上成圣呢？
By obeying the truth.
因为我们顺从真理。
She goes on to say,
她继续说,
She says, But on the other hand,
她说另一方面,
When the storm of persecution really breaks upon us,
当逼迫的风暴实际落在我们身上时,
and the true sheep will hear the true shepherd's voice,
真正的羊必听从那真牧者的声音,
self-denying efforts will be put forth to save the lost.
他必做出舍己的努力以拯救沦落的人。
Many who have strayed from the fold will come back to follow the great shepherd.
即那些许多迷路远离羊圈的也必归回跟从那。
Now this is a beautiful promise.
这是非常美的应许。
To those who have backslidden.
是给那一些已经被盗的。
And they've walked away from God.
他们走离开了上帝。
When the loud cry goes out,
当大呼声来的时候,
many of them are coming back.
有很多呢将会回来。
You know what this teaches me?
你知道这告诉我什么吗?
Never give up hope.
不要失去希望。
You know, there may be those who have left us.
或许已经有人离开我们了。
Many of them are coming back.
很多他们会再回来。
They may come back.
他们或许会回来。
But you may leave.
但你或许也会跑出去。
That's a potential.
那是,
it's a possibility.
那是有可能的事实。
I hope it doesn't happen.
希望那不会发生。
But for some people, that's exactly what's going to happen.
对于某些人来说, 那就是会发生的事情。
That's why we should never sit and criticize and judge anyone.
所以我们不应该坐着在那边讽刺，在那边批评别人。
How do you know that they're lost for eternity?
你怎么知道他们永远的就沉沦了呢？
You don't know that.
你不知道。
Now, that doesn't mean we approve of their behavior. You know, when they walk away from God. But friend, you don't know whether or not they're going to come back. I mean, we should pray that they come back. And we should do everything we can to bring them back. But we should learn a lesson. Don't sit in judgment of anyone. I mean, just think, for example, of Manasseh.
就想一想马拿西的故事就好了。
What a brutal individual he was.
是个非常残暴的一个人。
Yet the last testimony about him.
然而最后关于他的摘录,
he was a saved man.
他是一个得救的人。
I mean, he killed Isaiah the prophet.
他连以赛亚先知他也杀了。
You know, if we were alive in that day,
如果我们当时我们活在那个时候的话,
and we saw Manasseh kill Isaiah,
我们看到马拿西把以赛亚杀了,
do you know what we would say as a church?
我们一个教会我们会说什么?
Manasseh's lost forever.
马拿西就永远沉沦了。
Probation has closed on him.
对他来说恩典门关了的。
How do you know?
你怎么知道?
Who made you God?
谁使你成为上帝呢? 来论断别人。
You see, we never know, do we? So don't ever sit in judgment of anybody, no matter how bad it appears to be.
所以不论有多么糟糕都好，我们不要去论断别人。
Because at the end,
因为到最后
it teaches me something.
它教导我一样功课。
God is able to save us to the uttermost.
上帝呢，能够达到他的拯救。
It gives me encouragement.
他给我很大的鼓励。
I'm thinking if God can save Manasseh,
我想到如果上帝能够拯救马纳西，
if God can save Nebuchadnezzar,
如果上帝能够拯救尼布甲尼撒
王， imagine converting a murderer like Paul,
可以想象转换一个杀人凶手好像保罗这样。
I'd like to think he can save me,
我在想上帝应该可以拯救我吧。
And he can,
而他的确能够，他能够拯救我们每一个人。
She goes on to say the people of God will draw together and present to the enemy a united front.
她说上帝的子民要团结起来，以联合统一的阵容面对仇敌。
In view of the common peril, strife for supremacy will cease.
对于大众都面临共同的危险，对高位的争夺就可以停止了。
There will be no disputing as to who shall be the greatest.
而且没有算谁为至大的辩论了。
Nobody at that time.
在那时候
，Listen, you got to realize nobody.
没有人。
When this event takes place,
在这个事情发生的时候
，is going to want to be in charge.
没有人会想要做头的。
Believe me.
相信我。
The leaders are always the first to go.
那些领袖呢，都是头先跑掉的。
It's true.
是真的。
You always, you know, it's like the old analogy. If you want the dog's tail to stop wagging, you lop off the head.
你要那个狗的尾巴不要摇的话，你就把它头
掉，
对不对？
You don't chop off the tail.
你不斩断那个尾巴，对不对？
Because you can have a little stump and the thing's still moving.
你还剩一点点，还在摇啊。
Right? You didn't stop him from wagging.
你没有停止它摇它的尾巴。
It reminds me of this story. This is true in the Battle of Iwo Jima.
在一个战争的时候呢，是这样子发生的。
The Americans, or the Marine Corps, I should say, suffered the greatest, really bloodiest battle ever in their history.
那美国的啊海军部队呢，就严重的遭到惨重的。
Thousands of Marines died.
千千万万的这些兵士呢，丧命了。
The Japanese were entrenched in the mountains. They dug inside, made caves.
那些日本军队呢，就躲在山里面，他们挖坑躲在里面，
and、
藏在山里面。
From those mountains, they covered the entire beaches.
而从那个山呢，他控制了整个海。
They had machine guns set from every angle.
他们在不同的角度都有机关枪。
And the Marines knew there's only one way to take the island. They had to storm the beach.
而那海军呢，知道唯有一个方法能够战胜，就是要冲那个。
That's precisely what they did.
他们就这样做。
Well.In the military,
在军事上呢
whoever is the superior officer,
谁是那总领总管
leads his troops,
将要带领他的军队。
Well, who do you think is the first going to die?
你说头一个先死。
Naturally, the ratio, the percentage is the one who leads the troops.
那是比较高风险的，就是领队的人。
And so the officers were dying one after the other.
所以那些领袖呢，一个一个的就死了，倒在。
Well, naturally.When he dies,
如果当他死的时候
the chain of command
那个掌
is such that the next officer takes his place.
就会是下一任下一个他的手下呢会代替他位置
at least the one who's second in command.
就是那排第二的就会带领
But if he dies,
如果他也死的话
then the next in command.
然后再下一个
and it works that way all the way down the line.
一直下去
Well, that's what was happening.
那就发生了。
You know, it got to the point that so many were dying.
会到那当时候到一个地步，这么多死啊。
That officers and sergeants.
到那些总管啊，那些啊军长。
You know, they began to realize.
那些旅长发现到啊。
Well, Captain Smith, he's dead.
哦，那个队长呢死了。
The first lieutenant, he's dead.
那个副队长也死了。
Second lieutenant, he's dead.
第二个副队长也死了。
Well, all he got to do is look at the stripes on his sleeve.
你去看他的衣服的条。
He knows he's next in command.
他知道的，就下一个就到我的了。
You know what they started to do?
他就怎么办呢？你知道吗
？To rip their insignias off their uniform.
他把他们的徽章扒开啊，撕掉。
Because they didn't want anybody to know they were the next ones in charge.
因为他们不要让人家知道他们是。
It's true. They did not want to die.
他们不要丧命。
I mean, I don't blame them. I'm not here criticizing. It teaches something about human nature.
但是它是告诉我们人性是怎么样的。
Tell you what.
告诉你。
When we go through this conflict,
当我们来到这个最后战争，
believe me,
相信我，
nobody gonna say, "Oh, I want to be in charge."
没有一个人会举手，哇，我要做领袖。
No, you don't.
不会。
Oh, God will have leaders.
上帝会有领袖的，是。
But they'll be of His choosing.
但是是会他选的。
No one will say.Excuse me, no one of the true believers will say, I am of Paul, and I'm of Apollos, and I'm of Cephas.
相信真信徒中间没有人说，我是属于保罗的，我是属于阿波罗的，我是属于基法的。
The testimony of one and all will be, I cleave unto Christ.
个人的见证就是我忠心于基督。
See, that's the problem we have today.
今天的问题就是这样。
Say, oh man, I support this ministry.
我支持这个布道。
I like that pastor.
哦，我喜欢这个牧师。
Or I follow this person.
哦，我跟着这个人，这个领袖。
Oh, we are in big trouble.
哦，我们很大灾害，很大问题出现。
When are we going to learn?
我们几时才能学到功课呢？
That we got to follow Jesus.
我们要跟从耶稣。
Not this ministry or that ministry.
不是这个服务，不是这个布道。
Or this person or that person.
不是这个人，不是那个人。
That's why we're so divided amongst ourselves.
那是使到我们中间的那么多分裂，就是这样。
If Jesus were our only leader,
如果耶稣是我们唯一的领袖，
we would be united.
我们应该会团结的了。
But the day is coming.
但日子将到。
Well, that's exactly what will happen.
那将会发生。
All the divisions,
全部的分裂。
All the fighting,
全部的纷争
will cease.
全部会停止。
She goes on to say,
她继续说
in, she says, thus will the truth be brought into the practical life, and thus will be answered the prayer of Christ uttered just before his humiliation and death.
这样真理就被接纳入实际生活，基督受羞辱死亡前的祈祷。
And what did Jesus pray in John 17?
他祈祷是什么呢？
在 That they all be one.
使他们都合而为一。
Now, what I like about this,
我喜欢的这个呢,
it tells me exactly when that prayer will be answered.
他告诉我那一个祷告在几时蒙应。
So, when will we all become really one in God?
我们几时才能够真正在上帝里合一呢?
When the trials thicken around us.
当试炼在我们周围密集的时候
，When the latter rain is falling，
当晚雨降
，And the loud cry is going out，
当大呼声宣扬的时候
，Then will we become one，
然后我们就会合而为一。
Now it's sad that we have to wait so long，
很悲哀，我们需要等那么久。
But that prayer will be answered，
将会蒙应允。
She goes on to say this，
她继续说。
That the love of Christ, the love of the brethren, will testify to the world that we have been with Jesus and learned of Him.
爱基督的心，爱弟兄的心，将向世界印证我们曾与耶稣同在。
Then will the message of the third angel swell to a loud cry, and the whole earth will be light with His glory.
然后这第三天使的信息将要发出伟大的呼声，而且全地都要被主的荣耀所光照。
When we do what?
当我们怎么样？
Have love one for another.
有爱互相的心。
And when we become one,
当我们合而为一的时候，
then the latter rain, or at least the loud cry, will go out in great power.
然后呢，那大呼声才会被宣扬。
Early writings, page 33.
早期著作三十三页。
Now this one to me, when I first read this,
这个我先读的时候
，really,
是读的时候。
Took me back, and almost I was shocked a little bit.
他一直的都使我有点惊讶。
I want you to listen to this.
我要你听清楚。
At the commencement of the time of trouble, we were filled with the Holy Ghost as we went forth to proclaim the Sabbath more fully.
在大艰难的时期开始的时候，我们都充满了圣灵， 要出去更圆满地传扬安息日的真理。
Now, when she says we were filled with the Holy Ghost, what is she referring to?
当她说我们被圣灵充满，她说是什么？
Early rain or latter rain?
早雨还是晚雨？
Latter rain.
晚雨。
Because she's talking about at the commencement of the time of trouble.
因为她是说大艰难时期来的时候。
The time frame is set in this statement.
在这个章节，那个时间放在那里。
That is very critical to see this.
很重要，我们要观察这一点。
We know that what's about to happen here is during the time of trouble.
我们知道要发生的时候呢，是大艰难的时候。
So then she says this.
然后她说。
That we went forth to preach the Sabbath more fully.
我们更圆满地去宣扬安息日的道理。
I want you to listen to the reaction that it takes place.
我要你听他们的反应。
She says, this enraged the churches.
她说这是触怒了一般教会。
Well, you can imagine it would make them mad.
你可以想象会使他们
生气。But guess who else got mad?
你要想一下还有谁会
生气。She said, this enraged the churches.
这是触怒了一般教会。
And the nominal Adventists.
还有有名无实的复灵信徒。
As they could not refute the Sabbath truth.
因为他们无法反驳安息日的真理。
So who was upset at the preaching of the Sabbath message during the loud cry?
在大呼声传扬安息日道理的时候，谁会很生气？
It's not just non-Adventists.
不只是那些非复灵信徒。
She says they're nominal Adventists.
她说有名无实的复灵信徒。
Well, who were they?
那他们是谁？
They used to be Seventh-day Adventists.
他们曾经是基督复临安息日会员。
But they abandoned their faith.
但是他们放弃他们的信仰。
And now they are Sunday keepers.
现在他们成为星期日遵守者。
And they're called nominal Adventists.
而他们被称为有名无实的复临信徒。
How could a former or Seventh-day Adventist possibly get upset at preaching of the Sabbath?
哪里有可能一个曾经是基督复临安息日会员会很生气人家传扬安息日的信息呢？
Well, what did they do?
他们做些什么呢？
They knew the Sabbath was the truth.
他们知道星期六是对的。
They used to go to church on the Sabbath.
他们在安息日去做敬拜的。
Some of them used to teach the Sabbath truth.
曾经他们也传扬过安息日的道理的。
So why are they so angry?
所以为什么他们这么触怒呢？
It's because they rejected that truth.
因为他们已经反抗这个真理。
And the reminder of the Sabbath,
而这安息日一直在提醒他们，
reminds them that they are lost.
提醒他们他们是失落的。
And they don't want to be reminded of that.
他们不想要知道这一个事实。
And now they're enraged at Seventh-day Adventists.
非常的生气，基督复临安息日会员们。
She goes on to say, at this time, God's chosen all saw clearly that we had the truth.
正当此时，上帝所拣选的人都很清楚发现他们有真理，他们我们拥有的真理。
She says, they came out and endured the persecution with us.
于是他们便出来和我们一同忍受逼迫。
I saw the sword, famine, and pestilence, and great confusion in the land.
我看到遍地都有凶杀、饥荒、瘟疫、大混乱。
The wicked thought that we had brought the judgments upon them.
恶人以为是我们使到这些刑罚临到他们。
And they rose up and took counsel to rid us of this, rid the earth of us, thinking then the evil would be stayed.
于是他们便起来，商议要将我们从地上剪除，以为如此就可以使灾祸止息。
So the loud cry goes out.
所以大呼声来了。
The Sabbath is preached more fully.
安息日更加圆满地被传扬。
The non-Adventists are all upset.
那些非信徒全部很生气。
Nominal Adventists, former Seventh-day Adventists are enraged at the Seventh-day Adventists.
之前的信徒呢，这些有名无实的复临信徒呢，很生气。
And finally she says,
最后她说，
that they will be so angry.
他们那么生气。
They will take counsel.
他们会商议讨论。
Say we've got to get rid of these people.
我们需要把这组人。
This is what awaits the people of God.
这就是上帝子民将来要面对的。
Review and Herald, December 13th, 1892.
评论与通讯，1892年12月13日。
Speaking of the Sunday laws,
说到星期日法案。
She said this false Sabbath is to be enforced by an oppressive law.
他说这为这个假的安息日要以严厉的律法 强臂执行。
Satan and his angels are wide awake and intensely active, working with energy and perseverance through human instrumentalities to bring about his purpose of obliterating from the minds of men the knowledge of God.
撒旦和他的天使非常的警醒，非常的努力的工作，借着他们人的工具呢，来使到他的旨意能够成就，就是把人们思想中认识上帝的知识把它拿去。
But while Satan works with his lying wonders, the time will be fulfilled foretold in the revelation. The mighty angel shall lighten the earth with his glory, will proclaim the fall of Babylon and call God's people to forsake her.
然而正当撒旦施行其虚谎歧视的时候，启示录说所预言的时期就满足了，那时地因他的荣耀而发光，有大权柄的天使就要宣布巴比伦大城的倾倒，并号召上帝的子民从其中出来。
So as the Sabbath is being preached more fully,
所以当安息日的道理更加圆满的传
Sunday laws will be enacted,
星期日法案将会来到。
This will conflict with the Sabbath truth,
这会与安息日的道理呢完全对立。
Satan wants to obliterate from the minds of men the knowledge of God.
撒旦呢要从人的思想中完全的拿去对于上帝的知识。
And my friends, there will be a conflict that will go on between the two.
而朋友们将会在这两者之间有巨大的争论。
Everyone will be drawn to the point to make a decision.
每一个人都会来到一个地步需要做决定。
The keeping of the Sabbath following God,
遵守安息日顺从上帝。
Or the keeping of Sunday in the following of the Antichrist.
养或呢是顺从星期日法案跟着敌基督的道。
As Satan is enraged in his fury against the people of God,
当撒旦非常的生气对立上帝的子民的时候，
I love that last statement because she says that God's people will preach the loud cry message.
我很喜欢最后的一句，因为他说上帝的子民将宣传大呼声。
In other words, the threat against their lives will not stop them from preaching the truth.
也就是说呢，他们的生命受到威胁，但这不阻止他们宣扬上帝的信息。
Review and Herald, May the 27th of 1862.
那么在评论与通讯5月27日1862年，
As the members of the body of Christ approach the period of the last conflict, the Jacob's time of trouble, they will grow up into Christ and partake largely of his spirit.
当基督的肢体来到他们最后的征战的时候，也就是雅各灾难的来临的时候，他们在基督里必成长，并且会得到他大部分的生灵。
As the third message swells to a loud cry,
当第三天使的信息变成大呼声的时候，
And as great power and glory attend the closing work,
当大能力大荣耀参与这结束的工作的时候，
The faithful people of God will partake of that glory.
上帝忠心的子民会一起的分享这个荣耀。
It is the latter rain which revives,
晚雨将要复兴，
and strengthens them to pass through the time of trouble.
将要使他们坚强，能够经历患难的时期。
Their faces will shine with the glory of the light which attends the third angel.
他们的面容将反映第三天使的荣光。
She says,We are nearing the close of Earth's history.
他说我们已经到世界历史的结束了。
Soon we shall stand before the great white throne.
我们将要站立在那白色宝座前面。
Soon your time of work will forever pass.
就快你工作的时间就要结束了。
Watch for opportunity to speak a word in season to those with whom you come in contact.
要注意有机会说对那些你接触的人说出那句得失的话。
Do not wait to become acquainted before you offer them the priceless treasures of the truth.
不要等到你认识他们过后才向他们介绍宝贵的真理。
Go to work and ways will open before you.
要工作使到你的道路必敞开。
Now, I like that one statement she says, you know, don't wait to become acquainted with them till you tell them the truth.
她说不要等到你与他们熟识的时候你才将福音传给他们。
Tell them the truth.
直接告诉他们真理吧。
If we sometimes wait to become acquainted,
如果我们有时候等到我们与他们熟悉的时候，
we may wait too long.
我们或许等得太迟了。
I know that sometimes when we go out and do evangelism, we may be somewhat apprehensive. We don't want to offend anybody. But you know, sometimes we have to realize that we should not worry about our reputation, or even sometimes how they're going to feel. It's far better to tell them the truth and have their feelings hurt,
然后呢, 他们的心情受到伤害,
and be in heaven,
然后呢, 到天国,
than not to tell them the truth,
好过呢, 不让他们知道真理,
and not offend them,
然后不使他们感到
and have them burning in hell.
然后他们最后进入地狱沉沦。
Sometimes we have to realize that when we meet people, we need to tell them the gospel. Now, only the Lord can direct you and guide you.
那么唯有上帝呢, 才能够引领你,
this doesn't apply in every case.
这不是每一方面呢,
but we should be walking with God humbly. That if the Lord lays on your heart to speak to this person about the Sabbath or the state of the dead,
当主使你感觉到你应该要向他说, 啊, 安息的道理, 或者死了的情况,
then you need to tell him.
但你应该告诉他,
it's not for you to question what God's telling you to do. You're simply to obey what he says.
不是轮到你来质问上帝要告诉人家什么, 你只要顺从他的话就行了。
At the day of judgment, there comes to the lost the full realization of the meaning of the sacrifice made on Calvary.
在审判的日子来到, 那一些, 他们呢, 将会完全地发现到, 在加列山为他们做牺牲, 真正的意义。
They see what they have lost by refusing to be loyal.
他们发现到, 他们因为不忠心所丧失的,
they think of the high, pure association it was their privilege to gain. But it is too late.
然而太迟了,
the last call has been made.
最后的呼召已经做了,
she's referring to the loud cry. She's talking about those who reject the gospel. They now know, look, they realize they've rejected the truth. She says, the wail is heard, meaning they cry out in agony. The harvest is past. The summer is ended.
夏天也结束了,
and we are not saved.
而我们并没有得到拯救,
that's what they cry out.
这是他们所呼喊,
upon us rest the weighty responsibility of warning the world of its coming doom.
我们担当着警告世界它必定的灭亡的信息,
from every direction, from far and near, are coming calls for help.
从各方从远近, 是呼求的声音来到,
God calls upon his church to arise and clothe herself with power.
上帝叫他的教会呢, 要兴起来, 将他保有能力。
Immortal crowns are to be won.
永恒的冠冕是需要被赢取的。
The kingdom of heaven is to be gained.
天上的国度是要被获得的。
The world perishing in ignorance is to be enlightened.
这世界, 在他的无知中要被沉沦的世界是应该要被取拔。
From all over the world, people are calling you to preach the truth, preach the gospel.
全世界各角他们在呼求你传扬福音传扬真理。
It is your responsibility to obey that Macedonian call.
是你的责任去应答这个马其顿的呼召。
And you are not to seek the permission for the authority to do it by men.
而你不要寻求人的允许才去做这样的事情。
You don't seek their approval.
你不要去寻求他们的认可。
When God calls you to come somewhere and preach,
当上帝叫你去哪一个地方去传道,
you better obey what he tells you to do.
你最好听从他叫你做的事情。
If you do not,
如果你不做的话,
You are placing someone else in the place of God.
你将某一个人放在上帝的地位了。
Now that doesn't mean you act arrogantly or boastfully.
那并不代表你可以很骄傲、很轻慢地对待任何人。
And that doesn't mean you don't take counsel from your brethren.
那也不代表你不听从你的弟兄姐妹的劝导。
But when you receive a Macedonian call,
但是当你领受一个马其顿的呼召，
that is God indicating to you, you must go and preach.
那是上帝告诉你，你要去传扬福音。
She goes on to say,
她继续地说,
the world will be convinced,
全世界将要认识,
not by what the pulpit teaches,
并不是因为台上所传讲的,
but by what the church lives,
而是呢,因为教会所活出来的。
What will convince the world?
什么事情会使到全世界都幸福呢?
Not so much by what we preach.
不是那么多我们传讲的。
Not what's coming from the pulpit.
不是从讲台上而出来的。
It's what we live.
是我们所活出来的。
And this is the problem, especially among those who believe present truth.
这个问题是出在尤其是那些相信现代真理人身上。
Oh, they know the truth, all right.
他们知道真理。
But it's amazing to me,
但是很奇怪的。
How sometimes they act like the devil preaching it.
他们好像撒旦在传福音一样。
You know, I'll tell you a story. It's a true story.
我是告诉你一个真的故事。
Not that I would lie to you.
不是 我要欺骗你。
But I'm just saying this actually happened to me.
我是告诉你，这个真的是发生了。
I preached in this fellow's home one day.
我在这个弟兄的家，在那边。
He invited me. He and his family.
他邀请我，他家庭。
They said we want you to preach.
要问我要传什么，要讲什么。
And we were friends.
然后我们是朋友来的。
I ate in his house.
哦，我在那他家吃饭。
Preached in his house.
在他家讲道。
But the moment,
但是一旦
he knew,
他知道
that I would not call the Seventh-day Adventist Church Babylon,
我不会叫基督复临安息日会为巴比伦的时候
all of a sudden we weren't friends anymore.
突然间我们不是朋友了。
See, because I don't believe the Seventh-day Adventist Church is Babylon.
因为我不相信基督复临安息日会是巴比伦。
Not only do I not believe it,
我不止不相信这个。
But I condemn those who teach it.
而且我还责备那一些教导这样事情。
Now I hope,
我希望呢，
we have no apostates here.
我们没有这里背道的人啊。
Nah, listen.
听清楚。
God only has one church.
上帝只有一个教会而已。
And it is the Seventh Day Adventist Church.
而那教会就是基督复临安息日会。
Well, I got two amens, one back here, one over here.
有两个 amen 而已啊。
Well, you two come and see me. We'll stay together.
你们两个找我，我们一起。
Is it defective?
是不是它很多瑕疵呢？
Yes.
是的，很多瑕疵。
Do we have problems?
我们有没有问题呢？
Yes.
有很多。
Is there apostasy in it?
是不是里面还有很多的背道呢？
Yes.
是的。
Are there those who are rebelling against God's will?
有没有很多那些是抵抗上帝旨意的？
Yes.
是的。
But enfeebled and defective as it is still God's church.
虽然软弱，虽然无力，虽然多瑕疵，它还是上帝的教会。
See, during the early rain,
看到在早雨的时候，
the church militant,
教会呢是在战斗阵中的，奋斗中的。
Latter rain,
晚雨的时候呢，
church triumphant,
是得胜的教会。
You see the difference?
看到分别吗？
Militant church,
奋斗的教会。
Wheat and the tares, sheep and the goat, the good and the bad.
好和坏，稗子麦子，羊和山。
What did Jesus teach? They grow together until the harvest.
耶稣教导说，他们一起的成长，直到收割的时候。
What is the latter rain to do?
晚雨的工作是什么？
To bring us to full maturity.
是使我们成熟。
For the harvest.
然后收割。
So when the latter rain falls,
所以当晚雨来的时候，
the church militant,
奋斗中的教会，
the sheep and the goats, the good and the bad, the wheat and the tares,
那山羊绵羊 好人坏人麦子麦子
will not coexist anymore
不再会在一起的了
I read to you earlier
我之前已经向你读了
as the trials thicken around us
当那些患难在我们密集
there will be seen in our midst
在我们中间呢
a separation
有分离
and a unity
也有团结
Who's separating from whom?
谁分离谁呢?
Well, the tares are leaving the truth.
那些败子要弃绝真理。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because during the church militant, they never loved the truth anyway.
因为在奋斗的时候呢，他们都不爱真理的。
But those who love the Lord Jesus,
那是那些爱上帝的。
When the latter rain falls,
当晚雨降配的时候，
they may be scattered all over.
虽然他们分散在各地方，
but because of the trials and tribulations,
但是因为他们的试炼，他们的患难，
they will bind together in brotherly and sister love.
他们会以兄弟姐妹的爱合一在一起。
And they,
而他们呢？
Not the tares,
不是败子。
They constitute the church triumphant.
他们成为了得胜的教会。
It is only the wheat.
唯有那些麦子。
Only the good.
唯有那些好的。
Only the sheep.
唯有那些绵羊。
But it's God's church.
但是它是上帝的教会。
From militant to triumphant.
的教会直到得胜的教会。
Listen.
听清楚。
Never tell a parent how to raise their child.
不要告诉一个父母亲怎么样养他的孩子。
You might get in trouble.
你会
很大问题。You know what I'm saying? No parent wants to have somebody stick their nose in their family.
没有一个家长啊喜欢别人去干扰他的家事。
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's offensive.
是非常啊。
You're gonna tell, you know, now Ray, you shouldn't raise your son and daughter that way.
你不应该这样子。
I mean,
养大你的孩
子。I don't have any children.
我没有孩子啊。不过。
But if I did,
如果我有孩子的话
，I mean, I wouldn't want you to come to my house.
我不喜欢你到我家来。
And say, you know, Here's when you should put your son to bed.
这里是现在应该把你孩子去睡觉，带去睡觉。
Don't tell me how to run my house.
对，不要教我怎么样子管理我家。
Look, God's the same way.
上帝一样。
Don't tell him how to run his church.
不要告诉他怎样带领他教会。
Who are you to sit there and to tell God what to do and what he can't do?
你是谁啊？尽管叫上帝要怎么做，怎么不做。
It's not your church.
不是你。的教会
I mean, I don't know. My Bible tells me it's his.
这教会是他的。
And I'll tell you what.
而我告诉你
I am confident in God.
我非常的安慰有上帝。
He knows how to straighten out his sons and his daughters.
因为他知道如何的更改纠正他的儿女们。
He knows how to raise his children.
他知道怎么样养大他的孩子。
You follow what I'm telling you?
你明白我在讲什么吗?
You know where to do?
你知道什么要做吗?
Stand faithful to Jesus.
忠心与基督。
Never, never surrender the integrity of the truth.
不要为真理就抛弃了就妥协了。
We're to love everybody the same.
我们都爱互相相爱。
The good and the bad and the indifferent.
好坏和不管不睬的。
And at the end,
到最后呢
？Let God take care of who's going to be saved and who's going to be lost.
愿上帝来掌管谁会被得救，谁不会得救。
You just make sure your life is right with God.
你就只要只管你的生命与耶稣。
God will take care of the rest.
上帝任何的一切，上帝就会掌管的了。
The minister in the desk announces the theory of the gospel.
那些在工作的传道人们呢？将会把福音传开。
The practical piety of the church demonstrates its power.
但是教会实际的真诚呢，将会显示出他真诚的能力。
I love that. What is God waiting for?
上帝等待什么呢
？Practical piety.
他是要我们有实际的圣
洁。That's why we don't have much power.
所以我们是没有力量。
The true fruits of godliness are really not manifested the way they ought to be.
因为上帝的真理并没有真正的显露他应该显露的方式。
I've said it more than once here.
我再次的再告诉你。
I'm going to say it again.
我再次的说。
It's all about your character.
全部是关乎到你的品格。
What kind of a person are you?
你是怎么样的一个人
？Look at yourself.
看一看你自己。
Examine.
检验你自己。
And see yourself as you are.
然后看。 你自己就是
你自己。Not as you think you are.
而不是你想象你自己是什么样的人。
And you will see the real you.
你将会看出你真正的自己。
And then you can see where you need to change.
然后你才知道你要在哪里改变。
And how you can be more like Jesus.
然后你要怎么样更像耶稣基督。
She goes on to say this.
她继续地说。
Enfeebled and defective,
软弱并且多瑕疵
needing constantly to be warned and counseled,
需要常常的被劝导
the church is nevertheless the object of Christ's supreme regard.
然而教会却是基督最崇高的一件物事
He is making experiments of grace on human hearts.
他在人心中做出恩典的试验。
And is affecting such transformations of character that angels are amazed.
使到品格上有这么大的改变，甚至天使都惊讶。
And express their joy of, in songs of praise.
并且将他们的喜乐以歌颂来赞美。
They rejoice to think that sinful, erring human beings can be so transformed.
他们想到这么罪恶、这么错误的人类可以被改变的时候，他们就欢呼。
Now, again, I want to.Talk about the church just for a moment.
再次我再讲到教会。
She brings up something.
她说另一件事情。
It's defective.
她是非常软弱。
It's enfeebled.
非常无助。
Because of that,
也就因为
这样。And we're talking about the church militant.
而我在讲奋斗中的教会。
It needs to be constantly counseled and preached to.
她需要常常的被劝导，被警告。
You have to do it.
你一定要这样做。
It may be painful,
虽然是很疼痛
but it has to be done.
但是一定要这样做。
We cannot silence the message.
我们不能够禁诉那个消息。
To accommodate the sinners who rebel against it in the church.
就为了要使这些犯罪的人能够在教会里面存留。
As the third angel message swells into a loud cry, great power and glory attend this proclamation.
当第三天使的信息变成大呼声传扬出去的时候 巨大的能力和荣耀必与他一同的宣传。
The faces of God's people will shine with the light of heaven.
上帝子民的脸上将会照耀出天上属天的光。
Now listen to this. The Lord will fit men and women, yes, and children,As he did Samuel for his work, making them his messengers.
主会预备男男女女，是的，甚至是孩童，就好像撒母耳这样，使他的工作使他们成为他的使者。
So, who's going to be preaching the loud cry?
所以到末后的时候，谁会传讲大呼声呢
？Ladies, we're going to need your help.
女士们，我们需要你的帮忙。
We're going to need your help.
我们真的需要你。
Not just men,
不只是男士而已
but women,
而是女士也一样
are going to be preaching the loud cry.
应该在大呼声的时候传讲福音
The little people here,
还有小孩子们
we're going to need your help.
我们也需要你们的帮助
It's not just men,
不只是男士而已
and women,
只是女士而已
but children too.
甚至是小孩子
That's right.
对呀、啊
Never know, buddy.
不知道。
You may be another little Samuel.
你会是下一个撒母耳。
I hope you are.
我希望你是。
Mom and Dad, is he a good little Samuel?
父母亲有在吗？啊，是不是好的
孩子？I'm sure he is.
我很相信，我相信他是。
You know what this tells me? It's so it's a beautiful thing because you see the church, everybody's involved.
你知道这个告诉我什么？因为全部人。都参与在一起。
Everybody has a part to play.
每一个人呢都有他的部分要做。
Like I said before, who cares who's in charge?
就是我说，刚才说谁管谁是做领导。
Who cares?
谁管
？What difference does it make?
有什么分别
？When this is happening,
当这个事情发生的时候
，We're just a few steps away from heaven.
我们就差几步就到天国了。
Let's just go.
我们去做工就是了。
Right? I mean, we're so close. Let's get out of here.
我们就这么靠近而已，哎，我们快点离开这个地方好了。
I mean, getting to heaven is what's really supposed to matter, right?
要到天国就是我们所要到的，对不对？我们的期望，对不对
？Yeah. Let me tell you a story. I heard this. I obviously it's not true.
告诉你这个故事啊，肯定是假的。
But it illustrates a really, I think, a kind of a neat.
但是只是它形容一个啊，我要讲的一个。
couple of these fellows, they got to heaven, you see.
这两个人呢, 就到天, 天堂,
and they were sitting talking to each other.
然后我们在那里谈话,
and this one fellow came about, and he had a crown that was just studded with stars. Just, I mean, it was so many, you couldn't even, it was just like one big stars. I mean, it was incredible. So many of them.
有一个人呢, 他就走过来, 他在冠冕, 很多很多的星星, 好像一个很亮很亮的星星这样啊, 很多很多。
And in this crowd,
然后呢, 在这组人里面,
you know, there was one guy who had, he had some stars.
有一个人呢, 他有几个星,
and another guy who had more stars.
还有一个比较多星,
but there was this one guy,
但是有这个人呢,
all he had was one star.
只有一颗星而已, 一颗星而已,
yeah, you kind of feel bad, yeah, it's one little star.
有点, 不好意思, 不过只有一颗星而已。
And you know, the guy said, well, who did you lead to Jesus?
然后他们说, 哦, 你, 你带谁去天国呢?
Oh, you know, I won 5,000 people. Oh, and, you know, they're talking about all these kind of things.
我传讲了给5,000个人, 啊, 之类这样子的东西。
But as this one fellow walks by,
但是当这一个人经过的时候,
and he's got more stars than anybody,
哦, 他有这么多星星, 比任何人更多星星,
they ask this one fellow,
他问他,
who has only the one star,
他问这个一个星的人,
they said, man, who did you win to Jesus?
他问他, 哎, 你赢了谁来信耶稣呢?
He pointed to the guy who had all the stars.
他就指向那个有很多星星的那一个人。
You see?
看到吗?
He only led one person to Jesus.
他只带一个人来信耶稣。
You know, it just happened to be the guy who could lead thousands and thousands and thousands.
就是那个能够领千千万万的人来信耶稣的那一位。
Isn't that really what it's about, right?
是不是这就是这样啊, 福音的工作?
So what if you win more people than me to Jesus?
就算你赢更多人来信耶稣怎样,我也不要死。
What matters is, we're all going to be there.
我们大家都会在那里。
That's what really matters.
那是最重要的。
Hopefully, God willing, we are.
愿上帝赐我们，我们会到那里，对不对？
So you think about that one guy with the one little star.
所以你想那一个人有那一颗小星的人，
So the Lord will fit men and women, yes, even children, as He did Samuel.
所以呢，上帝呢准备男男女女，就是小孩子，好像他准备撒母耳一样。
He who never slumbers nor sleeps watches over each worker, choosing his sphere of labor.
那不打盹也不睡觉的，看顾着他每一个工人，为他选择他劳工的范围。
All heaven is watching the warfare which, under apparent discouraging circumstances,
全天国在看着这场征战，好像是他们在非常绝望中打仗的。
God's servants are carrying on.
上帝的 仆人呢，却仍然持续下去。
No matter how discouraging it becomes,
无论多么困难，多么上胆。
What are God's people doing?
上帝的子民做什么呢？
They're pressing forward. They're carrying on the work.
他们还是继续下去，继续下去。
New conquests are being achieved.
新的地方已经被占领了。
New honors won.
新的荣耀被获得了。
As the Lord's servants rally around the banner of their Redeemer.
当上帝的仆人在他们救赎主的旗之下围绕着。
They go forth to fight the good fight of faith.
他们向前打那美战。
All of the heavenly angels are at the service of the humble believing people of God.
全天庭的天使都在, 那些 那些谦卑相信主的仆人做他们为他们侍奉。
And as the Lord's army of workers here below sing their songs of praise,
当上帝的军队在这里在地上呢唱出美妙的诗歌。
The choir above join them in thanksgiving,
在天上的 团旅呢一起的歌唱，
ascribing praise to God and to His Son,
感谢上帝并且他的爱子。
Nothing is apparently more helpless,
没有一样事情似乎是更加绝望的,
yet really more invincible,
然而是却又是最无敌的,
than the soul that feels its nothingness,
那就是那感受到自己是完全没有的没有自我的心灵,
and relies wholly on the merits of the Redeemer,
而完完全全地依赖着救主的恩德。
God would send every angel in heaven to aid such a one,
上帝会派全天庭所有的天使去帮助这样的一个人,
rather than allow him to be overcome,
也不让他被战俘。
And this is really a beautiful, encouraging statement.
而这是非常鼓励性的话语。
Friend, No matter how hard times may be,
朋友, 不论事情有多么的糟糕, no matter what
trials and tribulations come your way,
无论多么大的患难, 多么大的失业,
if God has to,
如果上帝需要的话,
He'll empty heaven for you.
他会将全天庭都倒空,
and send every angel to aid you.
派每一个天使来帮助你,
it encourages me.
这鼓励着我,
it tells me.
他告诉我,
that I'm not working alone.
我不是单独的工作。
You know, when I left the United States,
当我离开美国的时候,
I know my company angel went with me.
我知道呢, 陪伴着我的天使与我一起走,
He's here somewhere in this room.
他在这房间的某一个地方,
and so are yours.
你的天使也一样。
You realize that? I mean, we can't see it.
我们看不见。
But the Bible and Spirit prophecy says it.
但是圣经愿之灵告诉我们这一点。
We're not the only ones in this room.
我们不是唯一个人, 我们站在这里, 不是我们而已。
Your company angel is here.
你的天使也在与你在一起。
Imagine what they're thinking right now of us.
再想一下他们现在或许在想些什么。
You wonder what they're saying.
你想一下他们在讨论些什么呢?
If they could speak to us,
如果他们可以对我们说话,
they would tell us,
他会告诉我们,
don't get discouraged.
不要失望。
Our Father in heaven is willing to bestow everything on you.
我们天上的天父愿意将所有的一切赐福给你。
Don't compromise.
不要妥协。
Don't lose your faith.
不要丧胆。
We're so close to heaven.
我们那么接近天国了。
We have but a short time to go.
我们只有一点点剩下的路程要走。
You've come for so long.
你已经走了这么长远的道路。
I know they would tell us,
我知道他会告诉我,
that God loves us,
上帝是爱我们的,
and He wants us in heaven.
他要我们到天国去。
The day is coming,
日子将到,
when the saints of God,
当上帝的圣徒们,
on that beautiful sea of glass,
在那荣美的如镜的,
and throughout the eternal ages,
并且永永远远的世世代代的,
you realize we're going to talk to our guardian angel?
你发现到我们会与我们的同伴天使说话吗?
And he's going to tell us,
然后他会告诉我们,
all the things he did to keep us and save us.
所有他做的一切, 为了就是要保守着我们的安全。
I tell you, what a beautiful conversation that's going to be.
那多么美的一番谈话。
God help me, I want to be there. How about you?
主帮助我们, 我真的要到那里, 你要不要到那里呢?
Closing.
为了结束,
she says this.
她说,
the battle cry is sounding along the line.
在队伍上, 那战争的呼召已经在号声已经响起了。
Let every soldier of the cross push to the front.
让每一个十字架的军兵向前冲。
Not in self-sufficiency,
不是自满的冲,
but in meekness and lowliness,
但是以谦卑, 以柔和,
and with firm faith in God,
并且在上帝里有坚固的信心,
your work, my work,
你的工作, 我的工作,
will not cease with this life,
在这生命不会结束,
for a little while we may rest in the grave,
我们或许在坟墓里休息一下,
but when the call comes,
但当呼召来的时候,
we shall in the kingdom of heaven,
我们将要在天上的国度,
take up our work once more,
再一次的拿起我们的工作。
What a beautiful thought!
多么美的事情。
We labor and fight on this earth for the Lord Jesus,
我们在这世界上为主劳力, 为主工作。
And the trumpet of the battle of the Lord sound,
而在战争的号角在吹响着,
calling for more troops,
在呼召更加多的军士来,
come to the front,
来到前面。
All the soldiers are falling one by one,
军兵们一个接一个的。
But the battle rages on,
那战争继续的在打。
Finally the battle is turning,
最后呢战争转移了。
God's people are gaining the victory,
上帝的子民将要获得胜利。
Babylon is fallen, is fallen,
巴比伦倾倒了，倾倒了。
And the saints of God prevail.
而上帝的圣徒战胜了。
But to those fallen soldiers,
但那些已经倒了的士兵们,
the grave will not be their home.
坟墓不是他们的酒家。
On that glorious morning,
在那荣美的早晨,
God calls them forth from their grave.
上帝再次地把他们从坟墓里召出来。
And as they come forth in immortality,
他们起来是以不朽坏的身体而起来,
what does God do?
上帝叫他们做什么呢?
He calls them back into service.
他叫他们再次回到他的队伍中,
and this time,
这一次,
we go forward to the eternal ages of the universe.
我们到永恒永远的, ,传道,
and tell them of the good news of Jesus Christ.
并且告诉众世界, 耶稣的恩典,
how he saved a sinner like me.
他如何拯救我如此一般的罪人?
Oh, friends, what a glorious morning that's going to be.
朋友, 那个早晨是多么美的一个早晨。
What a day.
那么美的一天。
And yet,
然而,
we have the privilege,
我们有这个荣幸,
the honor,
这个尊贵, 尊荣,
to be there on that day.
能够在那一天站在那里。
And what is stopping us?
而什么事情阻扰我们呢?
Nothing.
没有其他的东西,
but me.
只有自己而已。
It's up to me to decide.
是轮到你来决定。
I can choose life.
我能够选择生命,
or death.
我能够选择死亡。
And by the grace of God.
而靠着上帝的恩典。
How many want to say with me?
多少个愿意与我一起同说?
I want to choose life.
我要选择生命。
If you do,
你若要的话,
I want you to stand with me in a prayer of dedication. Let us pray. Father,
天父,
in the name of Jesus,
奉主的名,
today we stand here before you.
我们今日站在你面前,
and God, we humbly submit to you.
主, 我们谦卑地将我们自己献上,
that Lord, we have not been the people we should be.
我们不是我们应该成为的那一种人。
We're asking for forgiveness.
我们祈求你的原谅。
We're asking for power.
我们祈求你的能力,
to obey your will.
去顺从你的旨意。
We're asking for a faith that will never give up.
我们祈求一个信心不会放弃的信心。
We pray for the spirit of determination.
我们祈求一个坚韧的心灵。
Lord, help us,
主帮助我们,
to be faithful in whatever you call us to do.
在你叫我们到任何一方面的工作都忠心。
Now send your angels to watch over us.
主现在求你差派天使看守我们。
And bless us and keep us.
保护带领我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉主名求。
Amen.
Amen.